Digital Europe, bringing the continent's tech scene to your ears.
Well, on my commute to work every morning, I can't help but be astounded by the number of people whose eyes are glued to screens. I'm one of them, I have to admit. And increasingly, most of us are not on our smartphones or tablet PCs. We're reading e-books on various devices. About 1 in 20 Germans own an e-book reader, according to Allensbach Market Media Analysis. And the industry association Bitkom says e-books will make up 12.4% of sales of electronics products this Christmas. Our own Chipona Cembulu has been tempted too.
It's 3 degrees and it's drizzling. But this typical fall weather is not about to put a damper on these Christmas shoppers walking in and out of Bonn's largest bookstore. My aim here is to find out what Bonn's bookshoppers really know about e-books. But first, let's see who's reading e-books.
Do you read e-books?
No. Never. I've never tried. I prefer to read normal books and to play with books, with the pages and to feel the book.
No.
Are you planning on getting one?
No, not yet. Because I like to read a book with really pages and yeah.
I must be in the wrong city. Where are all those people I see reading e-books on my way to work? It may be cold and wet, but I'm not about to chicken out.
This is the e-books?
We bought one today.
Das erste.
Yes, our first. I think you can save a lot of space, and you can have all of those books on a small reader which you can take everywhere. I don't know whether it's good or not, but I hope it'll have advantages.
In my search for an e-book reader, I have found that there are essentially two kinds of e-books, those with digital rights management or DRM on them, and those without. The trouble, though, is that most people reading e-books don't know the difference. Yvonne Ulpenisch, who works for German e-publisher Bastei Entertainment, explains.
I guess that most of the occasional e-book readers do not even know about DRM, but they obviously have to make that decision DRM yes or no quite early, because when they buy their hardware, say their e-book reader or tablet, they already made the decision if they can use e-books with or without DRM. Because if you decide to buy Kindle, for example, by Amazon, you will only be able to read the Kindle ebooks that have DRM on it.
But Bastei Entertainment only publishes ebooks without DRM. So why did Bastei Entertainment decide to publish books without DRM? Yvonne Ulpenisch again.
The decision not to use DRM was already made in 2007 when we started selling audiobooks. And then we just transferred this decision to the ebooks in 2010. And the reason was that DRM is just consumer unfriendly because it ties the consumer to one retailer and prevents you from changing. So the consumer doesn't own the ebook, he only gets the permission to use it. So we thought, what would the consumers prefer and how can we make it easy for them? So that's why we decided against DRM. But I have to say that we just deliver without DRM, which doesn't mean that the retailers will deliver the ebook files without DRM. Most of them add their own DRM or watermark afterwards.
So having no DRM on its books means that Bastei Entertainment can have a wider range of customers, from large retailers of ebooks like Amazon and Apple to ordinary people like you and me. And that's good for business. But despite the fact that selling non-DRM ebooks could be more profitable for other publishers too, Yvonne Ulpenisch doesn't expect things to change anytime soon.
I guess it will likely remain the same because Apple or Amazon are not likely to change their whole product environment and they're using DRM. So I guess there will always be retailers that use DRM.
I read e-books, yes.
But do you know the difference between e-books that you can share and e-books that you can't share? Because there's two different types of e-books.
No.
Basically, there's e-books which you can only use on one device and ebooks which you can also
share with others. Ah, okay. I didn't know.
So whether it's with or without DRM, it looks like ebooks still have to convince. But I'm back on the streets, looking for my ebook reader among the many items on sale this holiday season. I still haven't quite made up my mind this Christmas, but I definitely feel better. Now that I know, I can make an informed decision about the type of reader I want.
Chibonda Chimbolu reporting there, and you're listening to Spectrum with me, Zulfi Karabani, on DW. Online, we're at dw.de/spectrum, and you can follow us, as ever, on Twitter at dw_SciTech.